6. Captain Merlin Athrawus's quarters, Archbishop's Palace, and Royal Palace, City of Telesburg, Kingdom of Caris. June 12th, Year of God 143. Telesburg Enclave, Safehold. To whoever reads this journal, greetings in the name of the true God. My name is Jeremiah Knowles, and I am an Adam. I first opened my eyes on Safehold on the morning of creation, and my mind and my soul were new made, as clear and clean as the world about me. I looked upon the work of the archangels and of God, and my heart was filled with joy and reverence. Like my fellow Adams and Eves, I met the archangels. I saw the blessed Langhorne and the holy Bedard, and I knew Shan Wei, the bright one who fell. There are many others who have seen the archangels I have seen, heard and read the holy writ I have heard and read. Many of us have lived out even the span of an Adam or an Eve and passed from this world. Yet even now, there are hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of us, still living in this 143rd year since the creation. But of every one of those souls here in Telesburg, I alone and my three companions, Evelyn Knowles, my wife, Caleb Sarmack, Evelyn's brother, and Jennifer Sarmack, Caleb's wife, have known what none of those others have known. We know that the Holy Writ is a lie, and that there are no archangels. The being known as Merlin Athrawes sat in the unlit blackness of his quarters in Telesburg Palace, his eyes closed, looking at the pages stored in his Molly Cirque brain, and tried to take it all in. It was hard. Indeed, in many ways, it was harder for him to absorb this than it had been for Nimmu Albin to learn she'd been dead for over 8 centuries. Of all the things he might have discovered, this was the one which would never have occurred to him. He opened his eyes, using his light-gathering optics to gaze through the daylight-bright darkness and out his sleeping chamber's window at the slumbering city of Telesburg. There'd been no time for him to read the incredible documentary treasure Michael Stainer and Jean Burkett had shown him at St. Gernot's. But there'd been time for him to examine every page of the manuscript journal, and he was a pika. He had what truly was a photographic memory, and he had pored over the stored imagery for over 6 hours now, while all around him the rest of Telesburg Palace and the capital of the Armachs lay wrapped in the sleep he no longer needed. "Al," he said quietly, activating his built-in comm. "Yes, Lieutenant Commander," a silent voice said somewhere deep inside him as Owl, the Ordonez Westinghouse Litton tactical computer in the hidden chamber where Nimmu had awakened, replied, bouncing his signal off the carefully stealthed snark high above the body of water known as the Cauldron. "Have you completed that data search?"
"Yes, Lieutenant Commander."
"Did you find the specified names?"
"I did, Lieutenant Commander. There are, however, data anomalies."
"Data anomalies?" Merlin sat straighter, eyes narrowing. "Specify data anomalies."
"Yes, Lieutenant Commander. The names you directed me to search for appear in both the Colony Administration's official roster of colonists, a copy of which was filed in my memory by Commodore Pei, and in the roster of colonists filed in my memory by Dr. Pei Shan Wei. They are not, however, assigned to the same population enclaves in both rosters."
"They aren't?" Merlin frowned.
"That is correct, Lieutenant Commander," Owl replied.
A more capable AI would have explained the data anomalies in greater detail. Owl, on the other hand, clearly felt no need to do so. "Where were they assigned?" Merlin asked, reminding himself rather firmly, again, that Owl's version of self-awareness was still limited.
The manual promised him that eventually the AI's heuristic programming would bring Owl to a fuller state of awareness, that he would begin recognizing rhetorical questions, responding without being specifically cued, and even start providing necessary explanations or potentially significant unexpected correlations of data search results without being specifically instructed to do so. In Merlin's considered opinion, eventually couldn't possibly come too soon. According to Administrator Langhorne's official roster, Jeremiah Knowles, known as Jera Knowles, his wife, his brother-in-law, and his sister-in-law were assigned to the Telesburg Enclave. According to Dr. Pei's roster, all four of them were assigned to the Alexandria Enclave.